can't get the bag open. Would you like to record a song for posterity, Linda?
I'd rather do it for people who are living here and now rather than posterity.
Yeah, well, I'll enjoy it while it's happening. Right, I better do a total on it, I think.
sound too depressed, does she?
There are several items here, Linda, which are two-piece construction. How we choose to do that, I don't mind. Whether we want to say at the bottom items 1, 5, 7 and 24 are two-piece construction. I think that's probably the best way of doing it, leaving it out in the body. I've underlined it in each case here, just so that we make... Oops! Almost each case. The red prices are per piece CIF C2. CIF C2. All right. Dollars. Dollars. Okay. Hi Snoop, how are you?
Alright, thanks.
Good. Had a great day.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
So where did you get this woman then?
Oh, it's a survey thing.
What's that? What are they doing? Taping your business?
No. They're actually recording the sound of us for posterity.
Is it for really?
Yes, it is. It's going into an archive. I've got some papers here. Right?
Why us?
Oh, it just happened that way.
You get to keep the woman?
No, I'm afraid not. Mm. Bad luck.
B409.
And you've changed item 9 from 1 piece to three pieces?
Yes, that's right.
Do you want 2-piece construction to go in as they've done it, or just once at the end?
I suggest we put it once at the end as item so-and-so are 2-piece construction.
Mm. You've written one in. Is that where they forgot?
Where? Sorry. Oh yes, the size changed. I corrected the size on it. All right, there were 2 or 3 figures where they corrected them, and my pencil figure is the correct figure in those cases.
Right.
No, we don't. I just hit it in Glory 800 HT.
Do you want my saxophone on the tape? That'd be a real bonus, wouldn't it?
Well, it's supposed to be spoken English, dear. I don't think, unless you can actually make it speak, it would be terribly helpful. Would you close the kitchen door so that we don't get the washing machine singing too loudly for us? Thank you.
Incloy, I-N-C-O-W.
No, it's not Incloy at all. It's Alloy 800 HT. ASTM B409 UNS 001. Incloy is the trade name. And we're not buying it. At least if we are, they're keeping awfully quiet. Yes, from a different US mill, I think we can say.
Is that making sense, Linda?
Well, I haven't found anything that doesn't, because at the moment I'm just going through the list.
Yep.
Very odd, it's all quite very, very
in crisis. I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you. But it's surprising how much more competitive it is. May I show you the cartoon? Right hand side.
Yeah.
Good, eh? Metals remain nice and weak. I do wish Bushy would get on and get those orders in. You're going to wait till the copper price zooms up again. Then he'll be back. You never did order those aluminium bronze rods, yeah, you know, last year. Devil.
Now,
yes.
You else?
No, I rather suspect that the Navy cancelled the contract. They may have bought them from Japan or something of that sort. Thought it was a bit stronger yesterday. 171.35 in New York.
It was getting stronger this morning too.
Was it? He's really enjoying himself out there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Goodness knows. Demolish it by the sound of things.
Twelve weeks ex works.
Currently 12 weeks ex works.
Do you know where in America?
No, I wouldn't worry about that. Then currently 12 weeks ex works US US factory, US mill. Plus delivery time to New York and waiting time for suitable vessel. How about that? Really ramming it in. We love a cup of tea, yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Plus shipment time to India. Beyond
that. Plus sea transit or something of that sort, yes, yes. And then, after that, no, carry on with that, let's get that one out of the way. I think we better say detailed welding electrode prices to follow, because I'm actually looking at that, rehashing it. Let me just find the papers and see what. Now, I don't think there's anything else that we can usefully say on there.
You've already said you want transferable credit, do you?
Yes, I'm certain I have elsewhere.
See, objected to the period.
Yes. Thank you for all that, Linda. That's great.
Well,
may I have a look at it?
The figures as far as I can see.
Looks super to me.
Well, it'll probably round it off to have a total CIS, I mean, restate CIS due to Bombay, I think it is.
I think I'd better check it before you add it on.
Well, I was just about to do that on
Will you? Right. Okay, thank you. Do you want to actually read through figures?
If you like. I mean, I've done it.
Right. Let me do the reading. Three pieces, 13 by 1655 by 8805 at 15995.62 each. Three pieces, 13 by 3850 by 7250 at 3640.26 each. Three pieces, 13 by 550 by 1250 at 756.90. Three pieces, 13 by 2850 by 2850. 8923.03. Three pieces, 13 by 105 by 760 at 96.91. Two pieces, 13 by 240 by 1080 at 299.47. Three pieces, 13 by 900 by 8900 at 879.3.25. Three pieces, 13 by 1200 by 8750 at 11.527.55. Three pieces, 13 by 4000 by 7200. At 31618.44, one piece 13 by 450 by 1165, $576.70. Three pieces 13 by 210 by 7260 at 1750.79. Three pieces 8 by 1700 by 9550, 11472.02. Six pieces 8 by 150 by 1610 at 172.72. Six pieces 8 by 620 by 620. 270.92. Three pieces 8 by 1800 by 9300 at 11812.99. Six pieces 8 by 100 by 1030 at $72.08. Thank you.
Three pieces 8 by 500 by 905 at 318.13. Three pieces 8 by 120 by 1310 at $110.60. Three pieces 15 by 3350 by 3350 at 14137.54. One piece 20 by 500 by 9600 at 8013.97. Two pieces 50 by 1640 by 1640 at 11236.58. One piece 6.35 by 200 by 950 at 110.61. Three pieces 6.35 by 1000 by 1200 at 682.33. Six pieces 8 by 40 by 2000 at 58.41. Six pieces 6.35 by 40 by 1220 at 29.83.
Good.
I've got items 2, 4, 9, 12, 15, 19, and 20.
Yes. That's all that I can see here. I'm surprised that's not too pleased, but still. I think I shall ask if item 1 is, which is quite a biggie. Thank you, Snoopy. No, I'm already dialing. Oh, well, would you mind putting it down so that I can dial? Thank you. You mean we'll
go to Ming for you first?
Yes. You know, I actually listened to some of this tape, and I don't half sound different on the tape from the real me.
Sound like the Queen to me.
I thought I sounded much toffier than I feel I do.
We never hear ourselves.
No. Right. In that case, I'll do it. Okay. How odd that I should be 9 cents adrift in that. It's really odd, isn't it?
Yes.
I agree.
It's worse than being 9,000 anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. I mean, how can you be 9 cents out? I mean, there's nine of nothing there.
No. It's obviously three keys. So, I think it would be a good idea to put the total in, don't you?
And I suggest total CIFC2 of above is ba-bomb.
Well, if I put it at the end of 25, before NB items 24, you know, in other words, stick it in just there.
Yes. Fine. I suggest again you say dollars CIFC2 ba-bomb. Total of the above. Yes. Yes, that's great. Yes, of the 25 items above. Yes, good idea.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is where I'm up to holding up trying to get.
And we thought that was a frightfully clever machine when it first arrived. Bill, next door.
He is the company, he is boss of a plastics company. Yes, I agree. He had a perfectly good Audi when he moved here last year, so why in the heck does he need a monster BMW like that?
Simon actually was counting up the cars next door on the drive and get a new one every day with five apps for him. I certainly acknowledge that one of the people. Simon's got all the models and the years off pat. And he said, you know, when I was young, we were ahead of the race, but now we're well behind.
It's up to you, son.
It's because of him that we've fallen behind.
Yes. Up to you, sonny boy. I know two or three lads of the next generation beyond us who are doing in their 20s rather better than their fathers in their 50s.
Well, they've got the energy, haven't they?
And most of them are in banking or accountancy. The thing that impressed me about Bill is he does have an amazing amount of labour-saving gear, like electric hedge shears, trimmers, and he's got a pump for the hose pipe, so that when he hoses the front or the car, he's really got a spurt. Pump? Yes, yes. And he actually puts the hose in one side and it goes and shoots it out again. Well, if you're going at the bottom of the garden where you're downhill, it's not too bad. But when you're coming up here and doing as he was, watering the new grass on the front, I mean, yes, he is below. It's the bottom of your storage tank in the attic which counts.
Doesn't your outside tap come off the mains? Because ours does.
Yes. Oh. You may be right there, Linda. You may be right.
Because we lose mains. You may be right. Inside,
now, we don't have huge, we've turned down our thing so that we don't get the kitchen sink, which is also off the mains, splattering everywhere. So that could explain why mine isn't as good as it could be. Yes, you're right.
The main pressure on the hose is actually quite strong.
Yes.
And I use the hose to rinse when I wash my car on Monday.
I
use the hose to rinse it, and I've never done that before, and I got drowned.
Yeah, I assume you're right, Linda, but quite frankly, I don't know.
I mean, Graham's got lots of things like that. We've got electric hedge trimmers and electric chainsaw and rotavator and all things like that. For the garden, he's got a lot of. I think the only thing that he really lusts after and hasn't got is a cruncher upper.
Oh, really? Yes, yes, a shredder.
And I think he would actually use a shredder.
Yes.
Because he does his compost.
Did you come to any conclusion? You looked at the Witch Report on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I came to the conclusion I couldn't afford any of them.
Ah, I thought perhaps you anticipated a husband without an arm or something.
No, that was a secondary consideration. I think, you know, if he didn't kill himself with a chainsaw, he'd probably be all right with the shredder. I really thought we were going to end up with a hospital case that needed the tree. Because it was the classic case of sitting right in the top branch, you know, sawing merrily through.
With an electric saw, mains electric. Oh, my God.
He did saw
God.
Through the cable.
Ah. Yes. Thank God he's got a circuit breaker.
And I quite expected for one of the branches to break. I mean, it's quite a high.
Mm.
And the chainsaw is very heavy.
Yes. The number of bulldog clips on that order tray seems to proliferate, Linda. Are they breeding?
Well, I'm not really used to have that many, so who am I to say?
Do you think we can Yes. Do you think we can conclude we're not going to get any more orders this month?
I think it's a reasonable bet.
Right.
Mind you, this one hasn't gone through to Bombay.
They said they were going to take 10 days to make up their mind, and so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't suppose you'll mind
it. No. I can just about bear the fact that it'll come in June, not to... Gosh, at least I got that one the same both times. Yes, please.
Super.
And I didn't even write that one in the inquiry book. I think I should do it now. Now the value's come down a bit. Gosh, 12 orders in mail, Linda. Can't recall when we last had as many as that. Well, all except...
Perhaps that's where it's been going wrong. Perhaps all our superstition and not writing into that absolutely completely final was a big mistake.
Yes, I think you could be right then, Linda. You think it's superstition, do you? Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Total lack of confidence.
Yes, I'm sorry to help.
Not wishing to waste the ink.
we're £6,700 short of last year's total.
£6,700, that's wonderful. And we're through. Now, do you want to reconsider this part?
Yes, I want you to add another 5%.
Yeah.
Well, the average is nudging £50,000 a month, Linda. Truth, I'm hungry. Of course, yes, he's not even... Perhaps you'd bring home a pocket full of petty fool or something.
You'd bring home some prizes.
Yes. Do they have a prize for every customer, do you think?
Oh,
one way or another. Never occurred to me that he was anything but Linda. I'm thinking of the other poor chaps who might not feel that they're getting cut glass decanters.
Going to Lord's as well.
Oh, this is dark,
tough
isn't
life,
it?
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's a big mistake to have a thriving, successful company these days. Yeah. No one takes blinded notice of you. Struggle a bit, and everyone's kindness as well.
Amazing. Good afternoon, Chris Redfern. They use mild steel.
That's you.
quite fine. Yes, yes. He was quite happy to tell me. He didn't even ask me why I wanted to know. Very wise of you. You've taken the dog?
Yes.
Right, I'll come with you for a minute.
Oh, great. Bearing in mind that Richard very likely will mention it tomorrow evening, I think we sent him some English stuff in amongst the Leica and Nikon.
Yes, I had a feeling we might have done. We probably sent him sufficient to bamboozle him.
Yes. I mean, that, which by the way is laboratory testing equipment, but I think it's just civil engineering, I don't think it's anything else, but I would think that's probably all made by Richard Barron. English.
Really? Yes, yes.
But we share the same birthday. A really old established company. But we must have sent them one of those. I said we did.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll see what Rich comes up with, but I think it might be worth saying. What about the Wickham Farron stuff?
Yes, I think that's fair enough. Let's get on with it and clear it into out of the system anyway, shall we?
Bubble a bit.
Yes, it has. Right, well, I hope we have a pleasant weekend.
You do too.
Go on. We don't have any huge... Oh, of course, I'm croquetting, aren't I? Croquet, roquet.